Today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. 6 lines from the end of the page. We're at the two dots. Gufa. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel V'chein Am Rav Yitzchak Am Rav Yochanan. Shemen Zayis. We were just discussing why it is that when it comes to wine, when it comes to grapes that are made into wine, wine gets its own bracha. It has Bar Priya Gafen. It's not Bar Priya Eitz. Whereas any other fruit does not get its own bracha when it's made into something else. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? And is it because wine becomes better when it's better in the wine state than it is when it's in the state of being a grape? So the Gemara said, that can't be, because the same is true about Shemen. And yet, Shemen Zayis doesn't get a new bracha when it goes from being an olive to being olive oil. So once we mention that, the Gemara goes into the bracha on Shemen Zayis. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis mevarchim alav bar priya eitz. The bracha on Shemen Zayis is bar priya eitz. Say chidami. What do you mean the bracha on Shemen Zayis is bar priya eitz? How does one eat Shemen? Different possibilities. Number one, ilay b'dekas shasilay azuke maziklay. If you're just drinking it straight, so then it's mazik you. So that wouldn't be a bar priya eitz. So what would it be? So pasha pshat in the Gemara, and the way the Torah writes, is that it would be nothing. You don't make a bracha on a food that's mazik you. So the Rambam, however, says, no, therefore its bracha would be shahakal. If it's mazik you, it would be shahakal, it wouldn't be bar priya eitz. So a big chiddush in the Rambam. But either way, the Tanya, we have a braisa, shosu shemeshal truma, mishalim es hakerem. If a person drinks shemen of truma, so the halacha is he has to pay back for the truma that he was mazik, but he doesn't have to pay back the extra chomesh, because the halacha is that when one is ochel truma, you have to pay back both the keren, whatever it costs, plus an additional fifth, plus a chomesh. But if a person is only mazik truma without doing an achila, without eating the truma, so then you only have to pay back the keren, what it was worth. You do not pay back an extra fifth. So if a person eats a shemen shel truma, so that's not called eating, apparently, because it's not normal to eat shemen. Therefore, it's considered like you're mazik the truma. Hasach shemen shel truma, mishalim es keren u'mishalim es chomesh. But if a person anoints oneself with shemen shel truma, then you would pay back both the keren as well as the chomesh, because sichas kishtia, that's called eating it in its normal way, by anointing it on one's body. The halach is that sichas is considered just like drinking truma. But the point is, we're trying to show over here that eating oil is not a normal thing to do. It's mazik a person. People don't eat oil. So how could the case of saying of a bracha on oil being bar priya eitz, how could that be a case of eating oil? Eating oil is not something normal people do. So Ella, rather the Gemara says, second possibility. The ka'achilei al yidei pas. You eat it not by itself, because ein achinami, that would be disgusting. Rather, you eat it together with bread. No, but then it still can't be a bar priya eitz, because if you eat it together with bread, the bread becomes the ikr, the oil becomes the tafel. It's none, and we know the rule is zaklal kol shu ikr v'imo tfeila mevarich al ikr upoteres a tfeila. Whenever you have two foods together, one of them is an ikr, the other one is a tafel, you always make a bracha on the ikr, and you don't make a bracha on the tafel. The tafel is considered to be covered with the bracha on the ikr. So your second case, the second example we come up with, is also not a case that you would make a bar priya eitz on the oil. We wouldn't make any bracha at all on the oil when it's eaten with bread. The bracha would be only on the bread. Ella, says the Gemara, rather you have to say de kashasilei al yidei anigron. Now the situation is that you have oil together with anigron, says Rashi, min machalhu v'nosim l'tocho shemen. It's some type of food that has oil as a primary ingredient. So since you're drinking the oil as part of anigron, and it's not tafel to the anigron apparently, so you would make the bracha on the oil. It's a normal way to eat it. Dama Rabba Bar Shmuel, anigron maya de silka. Anigron is the water that beets were cooked in. And sigron maya de kulushalki. And sigron is water that all different types of vegetables were cooked in. But says the Gemara Vayter, im kein havalei anigron ikr v'shemen tafel. No, this is the same problem as eating the oil with the bread. When you eat the oil together with anigron, the anigron is the ikr, the shemen is tafel, v'tnan, z'aklal, kol shu ikr, v'imot tefelim, v'arichal ikr, poter satfela. And we said that whenever you have an ikr and a tafel, you only make a bracha on the ikr, you do not make a bracha on the tafel. So we Vayter don't have a case where you're going to make a bracha on oil. So finally, says the Gemara, fourth possibility. Hacha b'mayaskinon b'choshish b'grono. We're talking about somebody whose throat is hurting him. The tiny, because we have a braisa, Mesechah Shabbos, that a choshish b'grono, if a person's throat is hurting him, lo ya'arenu b'shemen t'chila b'shabbos. He shouldn't gargle with oil on Shabbos to make his throat feel better, because it's an iser of refuah b'shabbos. So, aval nosin shemen harbe l'toch anigron u'balea. But here's what you can do. You can put a lot of oil in anigron, and you eat it as anigron. Now, wait a second. Normally anigron and oil mixed, the ikr is the anigron. The oil is only a tafel. You wouldn't make a bracha on something like that. But if you're not feeling well, you'll increase the amount of oil in the anigron, because the oil is the part that has therapeutic value to it. So you'll increase the amount of oil in the anigron, and therefore the oil becomes the ikr, but it's still considered a food. So you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, even though you're doing it bikavana to make your throat feel better. Mashal ma'adavar doma, if a person is having chicken soup, it's 95 degrees outside, but his throat is hurting, so he needs something to soothe his throat, so he has chicken soup. It's still a meichel, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat chicken soup. He may not be allowed to gargle things that are going to make his throat feel better, because that might be refuah, but chicken soup he's allowed to have, because it's a normal way of eating. So that's the case. The case is, just like it's considered a food, it would require a bracha, just like on Shabbos you're allowed to take it, but you have a little extra oil in it, and that's what makes the oil the ikr, and therefore the bracha is on the oil, and the bracha is bar priya eitz. So says Mar Pshita. Well, then it's obvious, of course. Why, of course, if you're going to have oil in that way, it's going to be bar priya eitz. So says Mar No. Ma'od tema kibin de l'refua kabachavin l'liver chaleklal. I might have thought, since your intention is for refua, even though you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos because it looks like normal food, but since your intention is for refua, you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamashmalon kibin de islay hanah mine boy bruche. Therefore, comes to tell me that since you get hanah from it, you do need to make a bracha. So two points over here. First of all, Tosos, the second Tosos verse, Kivin Dislay Anah Mine Boy Bruche, Vinirin Advarim, Dim Adam Shosa Mashkin, Ima Mashkin Royim Lishtos, Lassay Anah Mine, Lo Boy Bruche, Vyislay Anah Mine, Below Arfua, Boy Bruche. When you drink any sort of drink for refua purposes, Tosos says, it seems that if it's something that is disgusting and you don't get any Anah from it, you don't make a bracha, but if you do get Anah from it, even without the refua, it's just stam, an enjoyable drink, then you would make a bracha. So this leads to a major discussion in Poskim. What about flavored medications? What about medications that you do get some level of hana'ah from? So the question is, how you define hana'ah? Meaning, what's Tosa saying over here? That e islay hana'ah mine below harafuah, does that mean that you would actually eat it without the refuah? Or does that mean that there is some level of reasonably decent taste? Meaning, most people would never eat the I had a cough recently, so I had to take cough syrup. Most people would never eat that cough syrup without refuah, if not for refuah purposes, except for my kids. They're strange, they like it, but most people, normal people, would not take it unless it were for refuah purposes. But at the same time, they do add flavoring to it to make it less disgusting. So that's a major discussion in the poskim, when you would make a bracha on medication. Certainly if it has a very pleasant taste, so then you would make a bracha. Luden's cough drops, so I don't know if there's any refuah, but it definitely tastes good. Those are candies. Of course you would make a bracha on something like that, something that has a very pleasant taste. You definitely would make a bracha on. That's number one. Number two, we said lo ya'aren b'shem t'chila b'shabbos, that you shouldn't gargle oil on Shabbos for refuah purposes. Rashi explains lo ya'arenu b'shemen b'shabbos t'mashilim b'toch grono v'eno bolo, because you leave it in your throat for a while and you don't swallow it. By the fact that you're gargling it in your throat and you're not swallowing it right away, that makes it clear that you're not really eating it, that you're just doing it for the sake of refuah. If you were really eating it, then you would swallow it much more quickly. And this is part of the Gzeiros Chachamim on refuah. on Shabbos that anytime it's clear that you're doing it only for refuah purposes by the way that you're eating it, that's going to be asr. But if you have a hot tea, or even if you add a little extra honey because your throat is hurting and it has more therapeutic value with a little extra honey, that's okay. That you're allowed to do. Says Tosfos, Pirush Rashi Lashoso, Tap Tosfos, Im Tomar, Im Kein Liflog Lissim Bidida. If the whole issue is that you're gargling it, you're leaving it in your throat, why don't we make the chilek as follows? My ear yalidea nigron, afilu beinei shari lebalo lialter, da'ino asrela la'aru, da'ino la'shoso. If Rashi's emphasizing that the whole point is that you're not allowed to leave it in your throat for an extended period of time, so why would we say that, oh, but when you mix it with a nigron, then it's mutter? Say better, that even if you don't mix it with a nigron, if you swallow it right away, it's mutter. Meaning if the fact that you're keeping it there is the problem, so then don't keep it in your throat, just swallow it, and that would make it mutter. When it wants to come up with the case that it's mutter, why does the Braisa have to bring in a case where you mix it with another food? So Alkein Pirush Ari Lo Ya'arenu Afilu Biblia Belo Shehiya Shekol Shtiya She'ena L'Rfua Karile Irur. Says Ya'arenu doesn't mean that you gargle it. It means that you swallow it straight. It's just Ya'arenu just means something that's clearly only for therapy, only for medicinal reasons. So if you have plain oil, even if you swallow it straight, it's obvious that it's only for medicinal reasons, and even that's going to be Asr. V'afilu k'shabolo. And that's why it's Asr, because it's obvious that you're doing it for refuah. Or he says, maybe to be miyashiv Rashi, inami yesh liyashiv pirush Rashi, lo ya'arenu la'shoso, avon nosin l'tocha nigron, v'afilu la'shoso, obolu b'nei b'loshiya. Now you have two options. Either you could mix it with a nigron, and then you're even allowed to gargle it. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That's why it brings in the case of mixing with a nigron, because that would even allow you to be mashe it in your throat, to leave it in your throat, or don't mix it with a nigron, and then you'd have to swallow it straight. Maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. Okay, next, after the two dots, about 8 lines down, Lam Vav Amrav. Kimcha Dechiti. If you have flour made from wheat, regular flour. So do you make a bracha if you eat raw flour? Rav Yudom or Bar Priya Adam, Rav Yudom says make a bracha Bar Priya Adam, Rav Nachman or Shakol Nia B'dvaro. That you make a bracha Shakol. Amalei Rav Ali Rav Nachman, so Rav says Rav Nachman lo tifla galei de Rav Yehuda, de Rav Yochman Shmuel, kaimi kavasei. I don't know if you want to argue with Rav Yehuda, you should know, he's got some major support. Rav Yochman and Shmuel both paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Dam Shmuel, v'chinam Rabbi Yitzchak, v'chinam Rabbi Yochanan. So we see both Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shemin Zayis Mevarchin Lavar Priya Eitz. Alma Avlagav Dishtani B'Milsekai. That we see for Shemin Zayis you make a Bar Priya Eitz. So what do you see? That even though something changed from its original form, it still retains its old bracha. So Hachinami, the same would be true by flour. Avlagav Dishtani, even though it changed from its original form, B'Milsekai, it would still retain its old bracha. So are you sure that you want to argue and say that it's shakol niya b'dvaro? So he says, no, you can't compare. What does oil have to do with flour? Mi dami hasum lesli iluya achrina. Once olives have been pressed into oil, that's it. It's reached its peak. That's the greatest mile it's ever going to reach. Hacha isle iluya achrina b'pas. But when it comes to flour, there is still another way to improve it. You could improve it by making it as part of a bread. So it's a different halacha. That's why it's not going to retain its old bracha of Bar Pri Adama. So frak the Gemara v'chiyisle iluya achrina lo mevrachina le Bar Pri Adama ella shahakol. What? Do you mean to imply that whenever there's something, some other improvement that could still go through, that means in its current state, in the intermediary state, it's only going to be a shahakol? V'amar b'zeh amrav mas namar shmuel Akra Chaya v'kimcha de sa'ari mevarchan alayu shakol nebidvaro, that raw pumpkin or barley flour you make shakol, but isn't the implication my love dechiti bar pri adama, that wheat flour is going to be bar pri adama, even though it's only in that intermediary state, it's not in the grain form, nor is it in bread form, but it's in flour form, and yet we still see you make a bar pri adama? Says Allah dechiti nami shakol nebidvaro. Maybe when it says that barley flour you make a shakol, it meant wheat flour also you make a shakol. Yeah, if it meant wheat flour, why didn't it say it? V'lashmina dechiti v'kol shkein desari. Why didn't it say that you make a shakol and wheat flour, and then I would know that kal v'chomer you make a shahakol and barley flour. Says Gemara, no, yesh min dechiti, have min hani mili dechiti, aval desari lo liver chalei klal. If it would have told me that for wheat flour you make a shahakol, I would say, yeah, wheat flour gets a bracha because at least it's decent food. barley flour is disgusting, so you shouldn't make any bracha on it at all. Kamashmlan, that's why he wanted to tell me the greater chiddush, that there's still at least a bracha on barley flour. But in a chinami, wheat flour would get that same bracha of shahakal and not a bracha of bar pri adama. Says the Gemara, really, you'd have such a havamina that barley flour would get no bracha? Umi garami melach v'zamis? Is it any worse than eating salt or brine? Titnan al melach v'zamis al mashakal niyabidvaro? If for salt and brine you'd make a shakal, why would I think barley flour would be worse? I mean, we're saying the whole reason it taught me that you make shakal on barley flour and didn't tell me that you make a shakal on wheat flour is because there would have been a havamina that there's no bracha at all on barley flour. No, there's no such havamina. Even on salt and brine you make a shakal. So Isrich, Salka Daita Khamina Melech Vizamis Avidinish Tashadi Lupume, Aval Kimcha Tasari, Hol Vikasha Lukukiani, Loliver Khale Klal. No, it's still a chiddush, because I would have thought that yes, you do make a shakal when you eat salt or brine, because that's normal for a person to sometimes take a little and put it in his mouth. But Kimcha Tasari is completely abnormal to put in one's mouth because it causes intestinal diseases. So I would think that you wouldn't make any brach on that at all. Kamash Malan, Kivin Disle Anamine Bay Bruche. Therefore comes telling me, if you get hana from it, you make a bracha. Even though it's getting you sick, if you get hana from it, you make a bracha. But the bracha is only going to be shahakol on barley flour. So a couple of quick points over here. Rav Zilberstein in Chashuk Echemed said that he asked his father-in-law, he asked Rav Eliashiv, a person who's a diabetic and he can't eat sweet cakes. If he eats a cake, a normal sugar, you know, full of sugar, he eats a Dunkin' Donut or something. So does he make a bracha on something like that? He's misaking himself. His mom is putting himself in danger by eating it. For him, it's poison. So would you make a bracha? So Rav Eliashiv said that bracha rishona he makes, a bracha achrona he doesn't make. Why? He says, a bracha achrona you don't make because it's putting his life in danger. So it's an isser gomer for him to eat this. Ein zeh mevarich ele menayit. This is making a kodesh baruch. It's like making a bracha on chazer treif. How could you, for him, it's chazer treif. He says, similar to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Sim Kuf Tzadivav Sif Aleph, that if a person eats a dvar isser, even though it's only asr midrabanan, ein mezamnen alav, ein mevarchan alav, lo bitchila v'lo besof. You don't make a zimun on it, you don't make a bracha on it, not a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Because so this is absolutely no bracha achrona over here on the donut for the diabetic. What about a bracha rishona? So this is bracha rishona you make. Because bracha rishona you would have to make even if you take a tiny crumb. And the stomach, a tiny crumb wouldn't hurt the diabetic. It would only be if he eats a donut, he eats the whole thing, it would hurt him. Once he eats a kazayis, that's very dangerous for him, so that he doesn't make a bracha achrona. But a little crumb he could have, a little taste of something. So for that little crumb, he could make the bracha. So Rav Zilberstein points out, our Gemara that says, Kimcha Desari, since it's kasha l'kukiani, since it makes a person sick, I would have a havamina not to make a bracha. Kamash Mulan, that you do make a bracha. So don't you see from our Gemara against Rav Eliashiv that even if it makes a person sick, we don't say, oh, it's Isser Gomer and there's no bracha. We say, no, bracha is on Hana'a, and even if it makes you sick, but you get Hana'a from it, you make a bracha on Hana'a. So what you have to say is that there's a chilek between sick and really sick, meaning a diabetic who has sugary foods, his mom is putting his life in danger. This kukiyani, Rashi says, Taloim Shebimeayim, it's some sort of intestinal worm. It's painful, perhaps, it'll give him a stomachache, but it's not going to put his life in danger. So it's going to give you a stomachache, that you would make a bracha on. I mean, a person eats, he knows that every time he eats Chinese food, he pays for it later, right? He has trouble with stomach later. You still make a bracha on it, because it's not going to kill you, hopefully, but it will, it's just a little bit painful. A little bit painful later on. So that's the that's the halacha in that regard. Now Rashi, Hachi Islei Luya Achrina, when the Gemara had made a chilek between oil versus flour, so we said flour still has some other way to improve. So says Rashi, Hilkach Yotze Michal Pri, Lachal Derech Achilas Aloba. It's in this intermediate state. It's not still a pri, but it's not yet its ideal way of eating it. Aval Hashemen Miyad Ba Bishinui of Lachal Derech Achilaso. V'ikra pri lekachnut uhu hilkach prihu. He says, very important Rashi. He says, but shemen, as soon as it's turned into oil, it's already derech achilaso, and ikra pri lekachnut uhu. They planted it dafka for this. Therefore, it's a pri, meaning they planted it to be eaten in its oil state, not as an olive. That's why it was planted. So this is a major discussion in Halacha, in the Sharetzi and some Reish Beis of the Mishnah Berura, Reish Beis of Katan Yadalid. What about orange juice, where they plant the oranges dafka for juicing oranges? Would you make a Bar Priya Eitz on such oranges, Tropicana oranges? They don't use stam oranges that you would buy in the supermarket, they use dafka juicing oranges. So would you make a Bar Priya Eitz? Machlokas Rashba and the Rush. So we pass on like the Rush at the Bracha Shahakal, but it's a major Machlokas Rishonim, major discussion on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. The one more point, the Tosfos of your Kimcha Dechiti, when we talk about flour, of wheat flour, says Tosfos near the Lomari b'Kimcha Mamish. We can't actually be talking about wheat flour, actual flour. Dimkein lo shaychu be bracha, debar pri adama, el Lomari b'Kimcha shekor nishtalkir, al b'kemach shosim shibol ashul, shmiyafshim b'tanur. He says, it's not shaychu to make a bracha on flour. Can't be that it's flour. So what does he mean? It's not shaykh to make a bracha on flour. So Rav Soloveitchik points out the pashup shot is that he means to say that you can't make a barpri adama on flour that's completely ground up into very tiny pieces because it no longer has tzura sapri. Rav Soloveitchik proves that for the bracha of barpri adama you don't require tzura sapri, only for barpri eitz. Barpri adama doesn't require tzura sapri. So Tosfos must mean something else. So he says it must be that the lekuli alma ain derech achila bekach, that it's not at all the normal way to eat it when it's so ground up so finely, and that's why it wouldn't be a barpri adama, but nothing to do with tzura sapri. Maybe we'll get to later if we have time to discuss how we know that barpri adama doesn't require tzura sapri. Let's see vayter though in the Gemara now. So we're at the two dots on the fourth wide line. Korah, pumpkin, not pumpkin, palm shoots. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Priya Adamu Shmuel Amar Shakol Nei B'Dvaro. So Machloka Samuraim, what bracha do you make on palm shoots? This is not hearts of palm. This is something in the shoots of the palm. So it's something that starts off soft, it becomes hard later on. The halacha is Rabbi Yehuda says Bar Priya Adamu Shmuel says Shakol Nei B'Dvaro. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Priya Adamu Piruhu. Rabbi Yehuda says Bar Priya Adamu, it's a fruit. Shmuel Amar Shakol Nei B'Dvaro Hol V'Sof Alahakshos. Shmuel says, yeah, but ultimately it's going to get hard, and that's why it's Shakol. Amle Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel, even though he disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, he says, you know what? Your shita of Bar Priya Adama makes a lot of sense. That's known sofa lahakshos, because a radish also ultimately gets hard. And yet we still make a Bar Priya Adama on it. So I think your shita makes sense. But then says the Gemara Velohi, it's not a good comparison. It's known not the inish adaita depugla. People plant radishes to eat them as radishes. Dikla lanait the inish adaita dekura. When people plant palm trees, they're not planting it for this kora, they're not planting it for these shoots that come out of it, and therefore would not have the din of the fruits of the tree. What, just because you don't plant something for that purpose, it wouldn't get a bracha at all? When you plant a tzlaf bush, a caper bush, you plant it for the berries that it's going to grow, utnan, and yet we still learn in the Mishnah, amine nitzva ala olin ala tomorrow's Omer Bar Priya Adama, Vala Vyonos, Vala Kafrisin, Omer Bar Priya Eitz, and we go through all the different brachas for all the different parts of the slav bush, even though there's only one part that you're really planting it for. It's only for the berries. So don't tell me that the parts that happen to be secondary, that you didn't really plant the item for, you don't get a bracha. Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tzlaf, not the Inshi, Adai to the Shusa. So no, when it comes to the Tzlaf, people plant the tzlaf bush for all of the shoots of the bush. Dikla lanati inshi adaita dekura. A dekel, people don't plant for the kora at all. They plant it for the dates that come of it. They plant it for different things, but not for the kora. The afakav of the kalsi shmuel of Yehuda, hilsa kavasi the shmuel. And therefore, even though Shmuel had such nice things to say about Rav Yehuda's opinion, we pass like Shmuel's opinion, we don't pass in like Rav Yehuda's opinion. The intellectual honesty that Shmuel had by saying that Rav Yehuda's opinion made a lot of sense, but at the end of the day he was looking for emes, but the emes is with him. The emes is not with Rav Yehuda. There's a medrash that says that slaf is very sharp. That slaf is a kind of bush where you could stick your hand in and not hurt your hand, but when you pull your hand out, it would get hurt. It would get cut when you pull your hand out of the slaf bush. So Mechavrusa told me, made a note years ago. Mechavrusa told me that in Eretz Yisrael somewhere, he went somewhere and they showed him a slaf bush, and they said that they were they believe that slafchad. According to Chazal, Slavchad was the Mekoshesh, that Slavchad was Tzlaf Chad. He had gathered together from Tzlaf Bush chad, sharp tzlaf bushes. That's how we got the name tzlafchad. A lot of times the names in Tanakh mean more than just a name, or it is a person's name, but it was Beruach HaKodesh that he was given that name. So that's tzlafchad, an interesting yediyah about tzlaf. But So says the Gemara Vayitzi. Now, Amar Vidom Rav, Tzlaf Shal Arla, if a person has Tzlaf Shal Arla, B'chutz La'aretz Zorikas HaVyonos V'Ochlas HaKafrisin. So Arla, fruit that's tree that's planted the first 3 years, are going to be... Oh, no, there's one more thing I wanted to mention. We spoke about the Korah, the palm shoots. What about hearts of palm? What's Takada Alecha when it comes to hearts of palm? What bracha would you make on hearts of palm? So this is a major discussion in the poskim. So a number of the poskim say that the bracha would be Baruch Pi Adam on hearts of palm. The hearts of palm, in order to get to the hearts of palm, you have to kill the palm tree. So that's what they say. Maybe it's like that one of the defining differences between Baruch Pi Eitz and Baruch Pi Adam is why do we make Adam on bananas? Because it's not, it doesn't go Mishana Lashana. It doesn't regenerate itself each year. So hearts of palm are something that's not going to regenerate itself each year because you have to kill the tree in order to get the hearts of palm. So maybe that's a reason that that you could say Baruch Pi Adam. There are other reasons also, but that's one likely reason that you say Baruch Pi Adam. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Tzlaf Shal Arla. So let's say you have a tzlaf bush that's Arla. It's the first 3 years of the bush and it's growing already berries. So B'chutz La'aretz Zorikas HaVyonis V'Ochlas HaKafrisin. In Chutz La'aretz, throw away the berries and you can eat the shells, because the berries are the peros of Arla. So it's also by now, you're not allowed to get any anah from peros of Arla, so you can't have the berries. You don't really throw them away, you should have to burn them, because you have to be sorry for Arla. So, but anyway, you can have the shells. The Memer de Avionos, Pira v'Kafrisin lav Pira. Why, are you telling me that only the Avionos are a Pri, that the Kafrisin aren't a Pri? Or a Minhu, I'll ask a Stira, Almine Nitzvah, Ala Olim, V'Ala Tamaros, Omer Pri, Pri Adama, Ala Avionos, V'Ala Kafrisin, Omer Baruch Pri Eitz. We say both for the Avionos and the Kafrisin. The shells also, you make a Baruch Pri Eitz. So don't you see that it's also called a Pri? So says, Marhudi Amar Krabi Akiva, Titan, Reblazer Omer Tzlaf, Mis Aser, Tamaros, V'Avionos, V'Kafrisin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Mis Aser, El Avionos, Blavad, M'Reshu Pri. So he's assuming like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that which parts of the Tzlaf, Rechayiv and Maestros, all the different parts, the Tamaros, the Avionos, the Kafrisin, because they all have a din of a Pri. But Rabbi Kiva says not so. Rabbi Kiva says only the Avionos, because only the Avionos have a din of a Pri, no other part of it has a din of a Pri. So the name Allah of Rabbi Akiva, so why don't we say the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning why doesn't he just say that the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva? Why does he have to make it like his own din, that it's Tzlaf Shal Arla, B'chutz La'aretz, Rav said it as if it's his own chap, that B'chutz La'aretz, you zorik the Avionos, and you eat the Kafrisin, just say the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva. So no, Iyamar Allah Rabbi Akiva, Avimina Afilu Ba'aretz. If he would have said the Allah is like Rabbi Akiva, I would have thought that we follow Rabbi Akiva even in Eretz Yisrael to say that the shells are not a pre. When it comes to Arla, if there's a makel opinion about Arla, we're going to pass him like that opinion in Chutz La'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael. We're only going to pass him like that opinion in Chutz La'aretz. Al ba'aretz lo. So it says Gemara, okay, v'neim alach Rabbi Akiva b'chutz La'aretz. Kala makel ba'aretz alach kamosuk b'chutz La'aretz. So again, well, why did Rav take all the credit? Shouldn't Rav have said, look, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz because we always pass him like the more makel shita in Chutz La'aretz, and then I'll know that he's not that he's quoting from Rabbi Akiva, and I won't get confused. Says Mar, you'll still get confused. The Yomar Hachi, Hava Mina Hani Mili Gabi Meiser Ilan, the Baritz Kufa Midrabanon, Aval Gabi Orla, the Baritz Midar Raisa, Emi B'Chutz La'aretz Nami Nigzar Kamash Milan. If he would have said that, I would have thought that when do we paskin, when are we Mekel B'Chutz La'aretz like the Mekel Shita? That's only on Meiser Ilan, which even in Eretz Yisrael is only Dindrabanon. So if you're doing something that even in Eretz Souls only in the Rabbanon, so in Chutz La'aretz we can go like the more Mekel Shita. But Arla, which in Eretz Yisrael is a Din D'Oraisa, I would think we would have to be Machmir even in Chutz La'aretz. So that's why I wanted to tell me, even by Arla, which is Din D'Oraisa, in Chutz La'aretz you could go with the more Mekel Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now, Maseches Kiddushin, there is a major machlokas whether the Isra of Arla b'Chutz La'aretz is D'Oraisa from Alach L'Moshe Misinai or D'Rabbanon. The Gemara's maskana is that even the Mandi Amr D'Oraisa Sveiko Mutter, that even if you hold that it's D'Oraisa, that Suffolk would be Mutter because Kach Nemra Alacha, that the Alacha L'Moshe Misinai was given that Sveiko Mutter Vada Aser. Now, according to our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzlaf and Kafrisin are Chayiv and Meiser like the Shita of Rabbi Elezer. And we don't say Allah Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro over here. Nevertheless, by Orla B'chutz La'aretz, we could be making like Rabbi Akiva, because even though the Allah is like Rabbi Lazar, but you could be making like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz. The Ran Kiddushin similarly writes in Daf Tesovim Beis B'dapei Arif that even a Yachid B'makom Rabin, we would still say this rule, Kol Mekel Baretz Halacha Kamosa B'chutz La'aretz. That even if it's a Yachid who's outvoted by the Rabin and we reject his opinion, but in Chutz La'aretz you could follow that opinion as long as he's the more Mekel opinion. So Rav Eliashiv is a little bothered by this. He says, once it's Hukra Halacha, once we decide what the Halacha is, what do you mean? The Halacha Moshe Mishinai is that Safek Arla, that a Safek Arla you're allowed to be Mekel with. Well, what's the definition of Safek? Once you pass in the Shailas, it's still called a Safek. You have a Yachid against the Rabbim. The Rabbim outvoted the Yachid. That's still called a Safek. This doesn't sound like a Safek at all. When we know we pass in like Rabbi Lazar against Rabbi Akiva. So how can you call that a Safek that we're going to be making like Rabbi Akiva? So he's not sure. He leaves that as a bit of a tzarachi and why that should be the case. Another very important point that comes up over here is we said that in when it comes to maestros on trees in Eretz Yisrael, that itself is only drabanan. Why is that only drabanan? Maestros in Eretz Yisrael on trees. So Rashi writes, "Shatara lochiv el dagan tirosh v'yitzar." The only thing that's chayiv midol rice and maestros is dagan tirosh v'yitzar. It's grains, oil, olives, and grapes. That's it. This is a major machlokes rishon who comes up all over Shas. The sheet of the Rambam in the beginning of the second paragraph of Vilchos Trumos is that all peros ilan are chayiv and maestros midal raisa. The difficulty is, what does our Gemara mean then? Our Gemara says that for the Gabi Din and maestros in Eretz Yisrael, it's gufa midrabanan. So what you have to say the Rambam means is that yes, it's drabanan in Eretz Yisrael when you don't have rov yoshvei aleha. So a lot of the dinim of Zroim are only nogeya once you have rov yoshvei aleha, once you have the majority of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So trumas and maestros saw an apple tree in Eretz Yisrael, maybe daraisa, but only when it's rov yoshvei aleha. So b'zman hazeh, it would only be midrabanan. So it would turn out that Orla yichayiv min haTorah, even though you don't have rov yoshvei aleha, because the Torah says gabe Orla ba'aretz it's midaraisa, and we're saying that this is talking about when you don't have rov yoshvei aleha. So Orla in Eretz Yisrael is even when you don't have rov yoshvei aleha would be daraisa. And Meiser would only be the Rabbanan. So Rav Eliashiv points out this seems to be against the Mishnah Lamelech in the 10th parak of Hilchos Macholos Asuras. So Mishnah Lamelech writes that if you hold Kedusha Shania, was low Kitchel Asalavo, and you're Pata from Trumas and Maestros, it also doesn't have a din of Arla. Because once you don't have the full Kedusha, you want a Sveik of Mutter, wouldn't have a full din of Arla either, Midar Raisa. But according to the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't read that way. No, even though we don't have Kedusha Sa'aretz Legabe Maestros, because we don't have Rav Yashvei Aleha, we still do have Kedusha Sa'aretz when it comes to Arla. Says Gemara Vayter now. Ravina Ashke Lamarbar Ravashi, the Kazarik of Yonitz Fakachal Kafrisin. Ravina saw Marbar Ravashi was throwing away the berries and he was eating the shells, as per Rav's advice. Amle, my daitech, Rabbi Akiva de Mekel? Why, you're following Rabbi Akiva's Shita, who's more Mekel, and that Rav's advice to follow Rabbi Akiva's Shita? Vlav and Marka Beishamai de Mekili Tvei. If you really want to find a Mekel opinion, there's a more Mekel opinion. You can follow Beishamai. Tetzran, Slav, Beishamai, Omrim, Klaim, Bekarim. Beishamai holds Slav would be a problem of Kilei Akarim, meaning he holds it's a vegetable, so it wouldn't be Shaykh and Arla at all. Ubeisil, Omrim, Klaim, Bekarim. Beisil says it's not a problem of Kilei Akarim. Eil Veil Modim Shachai Barla, but everyone agrees that it's Chayv and Arla. Well, wait a second. Hagufa kasha amr tzlaf beishamim klai mekarim alma min yerekhu vadutani elvil modem shechayim barla alma min ilanhu. On the one hand you say that it's klai mekarim sounds like it's a vegetable. On the other hand you say that everyone agrees that it's chayim and arla, but arla is only for fruits. So halu kasha beishamim svukim esafkalu vavdi hachal luchum ravachal luchum. Beishamim wasn't sure, so he was machmir in both directions. But nevertheless, mikol makom beishamim havele safek arla, so beishamim was mesupak, and therefore anytime you have tzlaf, it's always going to be a Safek Arla. Tonight, Safek Arla Beretz Yisrael Asur B'Suri Yomutu B'Chutz La'aretz Yorid V'Lokeach. That a Safek U'Bavach Lo Yiren Elokeit. That a Safek Arla in Chutz La'aretz is completely mutter. So in Surya, we're more moderately makel about it, but in Chutz La'aretz 100% makel about it. So if you really want to find a makel shita, you can eat the berries. You don't have to only eat the shells. So Rabbi Akiva Makom Rabbi Lazar Avdim Kavasei says, no, when it's Machlod Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Lazar, I'll follow Rabbi Akiva because Beishamai Makom Beisilal in the Mishnah. We've already gone through in this Masechta already how when you have Beishamai against Beisilal, Beishamai doesn't count. It's in the Mishnah at all. It's still a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn Shitas Beishamai, but it's completely rejected. We had 3 days of exactly how strongly rejected. Okay, so the Tabakle Dinasa lasa shomer l'pri v'rachmana amar v'aralta mar lasa aspirio. But why don't we say that it's a shomer l'pri? And the Torah says, by the din of Arla, es pirio, we darshin es hatafel pirio, umay niu shomer lepri, meaning why are the shells okay? You shouldn't be allowed to eat the shells either, because aren't they a shomer lepri? And included in the din of Arla is even the shells. So says the Gemara is going to have three answers. Number one, amar rava hecha, I'm reading the nasa shomer lepri, echadise be'mital shrebe'mimuchubar. A shomer lepri is only something that's there, both when it's detached from the ground and when it's attached to the ground. Hachabimuchubar ise be'tal shleise. Over here, it's only there when it's attached to the ground, it's not there anymore. When it's detached from the ground, it's no longer going to protect the pre when it's detached from the ground. The pitum of a rimon of a pomegranate is mitzaref. The pitum is, Rashi says, the perach shabrosho, like you would have on an apple. So that's mitzaref, the shear of a kibetza for tumas ochlin. But the nates of a rimon on the other side of the rimon is not mitzaref to the shear of what's called ochel. So it sounds like the nates is not called an ochel. Yet it's still going to be considered to be chayv in orla. The Torah considers it as part of orla from es pirio, that which is tafel to the pirio. Now the nates is not shomer the pri anymore once it's talish. It's only shomer the pri when it's attached to the ground. So don't you see, in order to be a shomer lepri, it doesn't have to still be shomer when it's talish. So first answer is rejected. So now we have to move on to the second answer. Why don't we say that the shells of this bush are arla by the fact that they're shomer lepri, and therefore you should not be allowed to eat them? Elam rava hechamri nasul shomer lepri hechadise b'shas gemar pira. Hai kafras lese b'shas gemar pira. It has to already be present at the time of the gemar pri, but this kafras isn't there at the time of the gemar pri. The peels of Arla are asur because they're a shomer lepri. The shomer lepri is leperi emes havi bekurfra. When are they a shomer lepri? When they're very tiny berries. That's when they're still a shomer lepri. The kakari is shomer lepri, and yet we still call them a shomer lepri, even though they're not there anymore at the time of the gemar pri. So there is no such din that you needed to be there at the time of the gemar pri. So Rav Nachman savla Rabbi Yossi, the tan Rabbi Yossi yomer smadar asur mepreishu pri. Rav Nachman happens savla Rabbi Yossi that smadar is that even in a very early state it's going to be aser because it's called a pri already at a very early state. Upligi rabbanan le, but the rabbanan disagree with that. Maskrav simin adar b'shari lani mi pligi rabbanan le. But wait a second, did the rabbanan really disagree when it comes to other trees? V'atanan meima sayin kotzinatzi lanos b'shviyas. At what point do we not cut down trees during shmita? V'shami ramakali lanos mishiyotziu. V'shami says all trees from the time they begin to sprout. V'selam racharuvin mishiyotziu. Charav trees, buxer trees, from the time they begin to chain, when you see something that looks like chains of buxer growing on them. Vagafanim mishe yigru'u, gafanim when the grapes grow a little bit. Vazesim mishe anitsu, when the nates grows around the olive tree. Vashar kol ilanos mishe otziu, and all other trees from the time that they begin to sprout. So you see, every tree is different. Vam Ravasi, hu bosar, hu garua, hu pulalavan. And Ravasi says, bosar, garua, and pulalavan are all the same thing. So wait a second. Pulalavan, salkadek, pulalavan has nothing to do with grapes. Pulalavan is a bean. So ela ema shi'uro ku pulalavan. No, we're talking about grapes, but we're saying the different stages of a grape can be described as pulalavan, because when the grape reaches the size of pulalavan, and that's the same thing as bosar and garua. Man shamle dam bosar in smadar lo. So who's the one that says that only bosar but not smadar, that bosar is considered a fruit when it's at that stage, it's already considered a fruit, but in the smadar state, it's not yet considered a fruit. Rabbanan, that's the sheet of the Rabbanan. Viktani shar kali lanos mishiotziu, and we still see that all other fruits, all other trees are also included. So ela amarava, we need to go into the third answer. When is something a shomer lepri? If you would remove the shomer, the fruit would die. Over here, if you remove the shomer, the fruit won't die. Therefore, it's not a shomer lepri. That's why you're allowed to have it. Hava uvdu v'shaklo l'neitz to rimona, v'yavish rimona, v'shaklo l'pircha de bitisa, v'kayim bitisa. And this was demonstrated on two different fruits. By a rimon, they took the neitz, and the rimon dried out, and it died, they took the parcha of a bitisa, and the bitisa was still around. The avionos were still around. So you see that the part of the definition of shomer l'pri is if the item would die without it. Pilpili, we have another minute. Pilpili, Rav Sheshes Amar Shahakol, Rav Amar Lo Klum. Peppercorns, Rav Sheshes says you make shahakol, Rav says you make nothing. Vaz Rav Lutame, Dam Rav, Kas Pilpili, Vyom to Kippuri, Potter, that you're even allowed to chew on it in Yom Kippur, it's not called a food. Kas Nagvila, Vyom to Kippuri, Potter, you chew on ginger in Yom Kippur, you're Potter. Mesve, Ramer, Mashma, Shema, Varalat, Marlasos, Pirio, and Yodesh, Eitz Machal, who, El Mata, Malomer, Eitz Machal, why does it have to say Eitz Machal, Lahavi, Eitz Shatam, Eitz Opirio Shava, to tell you that included in the din of Arla is a fruit whose fruit tastes the same as the tree itself. Ve'ezahu, ze'a pilpulin, lamdecha she'a pilpulin chayev barla. That comes to teach me that pilpulin are chayev in Arla, because you see, pilpulin is the only thing that fits that description, and it also teaches us something else. Ulamdecha she'en eretz shal chaseru klum, shnemer, eretz asher lo b'miskeinos tocha b'alechem, lo sechzar kol ba. That eretz shal is missing nothing. So bottom line, says Gemara, it's not a kasha, lo kasha har b'rtivasa habi aveshta. When it's very dried out, it's not a food at all. But when it's still moist, then it's considered a food. Okay, Piri, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.